A pleasant good evening. Vaccines play a pivotal role in the fight against COVID-19 and equips us with the necessary tools required to stand a chance in this ongoing battle. Understanding the impact of COVID-19, the government of Dominica in August 2021 established the COVID-19 vaccination unit to tackle this issue head on. This new unit functions with the objectives which are to identify key population at risk for infection with COVID-19, to ensure the distribution of safe and effective vaccines within the Dominican population. Over the past year, life has been significantly different for all of us as we have all felt the impact of COVID-19 in one way or another. Making the calculative decision to get vaccinated in conjunction with the health and safety protocols implemented by the Ministry of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment and the government of Dominica by extension is one of the tools needed to transcend this pandemic. It has been mentioned on numerous occasions by the World Health Organization that vaccine alone won't stop this pandemic, it's vaccination. To guide your decision, you may ask, what is the intended purpose of the vaccine, or why should I get vaccinated? According to the CDC and WHO, all COVID-19 vaccines are effective. They work by training and preparing the body's natural defense to recognize and fight off the virus if one was to contract COVID-19, and assist by reducing the severe signs and symptoms of COVID-19. You may also ask, what is the best vaccine? My response to you is this: the best vaccine is the one which is most accessible to you. Unlike many countries, here in Dominica, we are blessed with the luxury of choice for COVID-19 vaccines, all of which require two doses for one to be considered fully vaccinated. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, which has an 8-week span in between doses, while the Pfizer and Sinopharm vaccine have 3-week intervals respectively. They are all available free of charge to anyone choosing to get vaccinated. Vaccination is the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community. High vaccination coverage will reduce the spread of virus and help prevent new variants from emerging. The CDC recommends that everyone aged 12 and older get vaccinated as soon as possible. For prior variants, lower amounts of viral genetic material were found in samples taken from fully vaccinated people who had breakthrough infections than from unvaccinated people with COVID-19. Fully vaccinated people with Delta variant breakthrough infections can spread the virus to others. However, vaccinated people appear to spread the virus for a shorter time, resulting in faster recovery and decreased transmission from person to person. Building awareness, educating the public, and increasing the vaccinations towards the aim of herd immunity are the primary pillars of this unit. During our many outreach initiatives and activities, we have sat in garages, bus stops, roadside snackets, knocked on doors, and walked through communities in order to provide clarity and administration or administer vaccines. The elderly and senior citizens of the Commonwealth of Dominica has been identified as one of the key population at risk for COVID-19, and measures were implemented to facilitate administration of vaccines to the said population, either by calling the unit's hotline to schedule an appointment or visit by the district nurse. Consent from the patient or next of kin has to be approved before inoculation. We have collaborated with several private sector entities, which include the National Bank of Dominica, Flow Dominica, Fresh Market, Do It Center, Auto Trade, Fine Foods Inc., Domlec, Jungle Bay, Deepex Color Lab, and Tranquility Beach Hotel, to administer vaccines to the employees of said companies. I am pleased to announce that as of Wednesday, October 13th, Tranquility Beach has recorded 100% immunity within the workplace and has such been rewarded with a corporate vaccination certificate to show the appreciation to the company's willingness to collaborate with the vaccination unit under the theme, A Safer Work Environment for You and I. I therefore encourage all private sector entities to get on board to emulate such standards set by Tranquility. Over the last 3 weeks, the Pfizer vaccine rollout campaign was launched, being made available to all students across the island to ensure that children between the ages of 12 to 17 were able to receive their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Vaccines were administered at various high schools where a number of students were vaccinated, while those who were unable to attend on the given dates utilized the health centers within their respective catchment areas. Proper documentation which isolates once given schools was recorded on each consent form, which will be used for a confirmative report highlighting the percentage of students vaccinated at a given school. From Monday, October 18th, the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine will be made available to all children at their respective schools and health centers. Persons seeking first or second doses are available to receive them at any daily vaccination site. These are the Type 3 health centers, the Windsor Park Sports Stadium, and the RFA Hospital in Portsmouth. With a number of citizens with notable stiff daily schedules, considerations and recommendations were put into perspective. Example, an individual who works an 8-to-5 job, interested in getting vaccinated and won't be able to access a health center or vaccination site after working hours, or even a student having online classes during the week. With these scenarios being a factor in decreased accessibility to vaccinations, health centers, namely the St. Joseph Health Center, has embarked on a pilot program which entails extended hours of operations to administer vaccines on a Thursday and Friday afternoon until 6:30 p.m. Vaccinations on a Saturday at the Laplane Health Center, as well as other rural and urban communities. As of Friday, October 15th, the total number of first doses were 27,078, and the second doses, which means persons who are fully vaccinated, 22,352. This noted with an average of daily recordings or daily vaccines being given at 170 vaccines daily. However, this is subject to change since we have seen a significant increase in persons' interest where vaccination is concerned. A common factor which can be highlighted is the misinformation and inaccuracy that are prevalent in certain communities regarding COVID-19 virus and vaccines. And as such, I would like to send out a sincere plea to the general public: when seeking information to guide your decision to get vaccinated, please do so from a credible source. One may ask, what is a credible source? A credible source is the WHO, CDC, CAFA, PAHO, and of course, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and New Health Investment. In closing, I wish to encourage the general public, if in doubt about inoculation, especially for those who suffer from underlying conditions and are hesitant, I urge you to seek medical counsel from a family physician where one's condition can be investigated and proper management revaccinations can be advised. Those who may oppose due to religious beliefs, during your daily devotions, stumble upon the book of James, chapter 1, verses 5-6, which reads, and I quote from the New International Version, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the ones who doubt is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." As this dreaded virus continues to circulate in our beloved country, we must remain vigilant. Adopt the habit of frequent hand washing, proper respiratory etiquette, the wearing of the face mask, social distancing, avoidance of large crowds or gatherings, adequate hydration of water and vitamin C rich fruits and vegetables. Before I leave, I would like to leave the schedule for the week, October 18th to October 22nd. October 18th, the Cassibrus Secondary School, the Penville Primary School, the Convent High School, the Bells Health Center, the Tetmon Health Center, the Daly's Health Center, the Stella Libla Health and Wellness Center, as well as the Doris Musgrave Health Center, and all Type 3 health centers. Example of the Type 3 health centers are the Laplane Health Center, the Rosa Health Center, the Granby Health Center, the St. Joseph Health Center, the Cassibrus Health Center, and vaccines are also available at the Esprit Murphy Health Center in Maho. For Tuesday, the 19th of October, the Dominica Grammar School, the Benz Primary School, the Lyre Resource Center, the Grand Four Health Center, the Doris Musgrave Health and Wellness Center, the Dodan Health Center, and the Sansove Health Center. For Wednesday, October 20th, the Dominica Grammar School, the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School, which will be facilitated at the St. Joseph Health Center, The Portsmouth Secondary School will also be facilitated at the RFA Health Centre in Portsmouth, the River Cirque Health Centre, the Doris Musgrave Health Centre, and all Type 3 health centres, and the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. On Thursday, the 21st of October, the Goodwill Secondary School, the Clifton Primary School, the Doris Musgrave Health and Wellness Centre, the Sensei Kalinago Council, the Good Hope, San Sauveur, and Petit Souffrier Whistle Stop, the RFA Hospital, the Warner Health Centre, and the Coolibee Street Health Centre. On Friday, the students of the St. John's Academy and the Offa Waldron Secondary School will be facilitated at either the RFA Hospital or the Olivia Douglas Health and Wellness Centre in Georgetown. Continues as well as Friday is the Lyre Resource Centre, the Doris Musgrave Health Centre, and all Type 3 health centres islandwide. I thank you.